Today's share in the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Samach Amud Beis, and we are in the middle of the fifth volume of Mishneh Berurah, in the middle of Simen Tof Ayin Beis, and we begin on the very last line of Pei Amud Aleph with the Mechaber Sif Hei. We've been discussing the laws of leaning, reclining, Haseba, during the Arba Bakosos, and we continue in that discussion. Sif Hei, the Mechaber begins, Ben Eitzel Oviv, a son who is sitting at his father's table. So what's the halach in terms of Haseba? So Tzorich Haseba, he has to go and lean and recline. Afilu hu Rabbo Muvav, even his father is his Rebbe Muvav, the Rebbe that he learned most of his Torah from. Nevertheless, a child sitting at his father's table has an obligation to go and lean and to recline. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot Yudalid, why is that? The Afta bein chayev b'chvodo o b'moro, because certainly the son is chayev in kibud ova'im and in yira. So certainly you have to honor and fear, be in awe of your father. So by a Rebbe, you're not allowed to do Haseba. So why by the father are you? So he says, V'kol shekinu rabbo. And certainly if the father is also your Rebbe, so then everything is aligned. How are you allowed to recline? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mikol makom, tzarech Haseba. He must do Haseba. This lashon of tzarech means he's required to do Haseba because the mistama of machil ibnei, because the default position is that the father, of course, would let his son recline in his presence. The issue footnote number 20 brings down, what happens if the father says, no, I'm not meichel on my kavod. So then the Aruch HaShulchan says, so then ein haben rashoi lohasid, then the son is not allowed to recline, and this is also the opinion of Yashiv Zatzal. And we say in this situation that the father has the right to tell his son, no, I don't want you to recline. And even though all the other fathers, the default position is they allow their son to recline, we don't say here that his das is batel etzel rova avos. The Kav HaChaim adds, and he says, "Shibamakum shiadua shahav eno mochel akvod." If we know for a fact that the father is not meichel on his kavod, so then the son should certainly ask the father. Roy shabein yavakis v'shus me'aviv, kivin sheishdeos b'poskim shabat ludas aviv. So therefore, he has to go and specifically ask his father, because there are opinions that say that the father's das to be machmir in this situation is batel. So the son should specifically ask the father, "Is it okay if I lean?" And this way, when the father says yes, so then the son is going to be allowed to lean. And likewise, brings down a very interesting din from Rav Yashiv. The same thing applies by a mother. The son is by the mother. Shodino shavu leben hamesiv el silav. It's the exact same halacha as leaning in front of the father. The default position is that the mother, just like the father, would allow the child. But if we know for a fact, or they say for a fact, that no, I'm not meichel, then the child is not allowed to lean unless they ask permission. What about a chosin next to his father-in-law? And this is true even if his father-in-law is his Rebbe Muvak, or he's the Gadol Hador. So Shlomo Zalman says, in this situation, ein dino kiben etzelav. Here we don't say, we assume that the father-in-law is meichel just like the father is, and the Talmud is not allowed to do Haseba unless he asks his father-in-law. And this is the opinion of Nissen Karlitz Zatzel as well. She'ein tzarech lahasiv, elu imkin yitom men rishos. He's not allowed to go and do Haseba unless he asks his father-in-law permission. The Mechaber continues and he says, Talmud l'tnei rabbo, and that's the din that we just alluded to with the father-in-law, a Talmud in front of his Rebbe, he's having the Seder at his Rebbe's house, Eino Tzarech Haseba, is not allowed to do Haseba. The Mishnah Berurah explains, we use this lashon of Eino Tzarech, he doesn't have to, means he's not allowed to. Mishum Debarei Shalmer Tzarech, in the beginning we said he should, so herefore, No Karhocha Eino Tzarech, he doesn't have to, but it means, Avol Be'emes, Isura Nami Iko, Lohasi Befonav. Unless he gets permission from his Rebbe, then he's not allowed to go and recline in front of his Rebbe, Demor Rabba, Kemor Shemayim, because the person has to be in awe of his Rebbe, and have Yeras his Rebbe, just like he has Yeras Shemayim. The issue footnote number 21 brings down the Af Rabbo Shishoma Mimeno Shiurim B'Meshach Zman Misuyim. Even if it's just the Rebbe that you heard some Shiurim from, Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down Dino Karabo Sheina Muvach. It's just the same halacha like a Rebbe that's not a Rebbe Muvach. Bitzorch Levakish Menu Rishus Kadei Shiuch Lahasiv. And unless you ask permission, you're not allowed to recline. And certainly if he's a Rebbe Muvach or if he's a huge Talmud Chacham. What about if somebody's the Rav of the city, even though you never learned by him? So the Maral brings down, even though you never learned by him, you're not allowed to do Haseba unless he gave you permission. He's considered your Rebbe, even though you never learned by him. The issue footnote number 22 brings down, even if you pretty much figure out that he would give you permission, unless you specifically ask permission, Rav Yashiv Zatzal brings down, Ein Yochel Lahasiv. You can't assume anything, you have to specifically ask. And that's what the Mechaber now says. He says, Atam lepnei rabo, Ein Otzorach Haseba, Afilu eino rabba muvak. Even if it's not your Rebbe muvak, it's just the Rebbe that taught you some things. unless Elim Kain Yitin Lo Rabbi Rishos, unless you ask permission from him, and he said it's okay for you to recline. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Tezayin, Vaz Mechuyev Lasei, but once you have permission, then you're obligated to go and recline. The Sharet Zion in Os Chaf, so the Chofetz Chaim says, this is the Maskon of the Prichodosh, and it's also from the Maritz Giyus, who writes, Af Agab the Hasebe Mitzvah, even though Hasebe is a Mitzvah. Covered Rabbo, Nami Mitzvah, the cover for Rebbe is also Mitzvah. Or Mitzvah, the cover Torah audit. And that's why if your Rebbe doesn't give you permission, it knocks aside the Mitzvah of Heseba. However, Umimelo, even the Rav Mohalo, but if the Rav says it's okay for you to recline, then Ika Mitzvah the Heseba, then the Mitzvah of Heseba is the only thing that's there, and that's why you have to go and recline. Sivkot Yud Zayin, the Mishnah Berurah adds, Hainu Shiarsheyo Beferish, you have to specifically get permission from the Rebbe, brings down the name of the Chok Yaakov. And then, Boz Mahani, Afilu Barabu Muvuk. And then even your Rebbe Muvuk, certainly a regular Rebbe, but even your Rebbe Muvuk is allowed to give you permission to do Haseba, and then you can recline. The Mechaber continues and he says, V'talmud Chochem Muflog B'doro, you have the Gadol HaDor, you have the greatest Talmud Chochem, so Af Al Pi Shelo Lomai Mimenu Klum, even though you never learned by him at all. This is a little bit similar to the din of the Rav Ha'ir. Choshev Kirabov Eino Tzar Chaseba, then you're not allowed to go be mesiv, you're not allowed to recline in front of that Talmud Chacham to go to Lador unless you get permission. And the Ramah adds, V'davko kisha ochlin al shulchan echad. All of this is when you're actually sitting at the same table. Avolim ochel al shulchan bifnei atzmo. But if you're sitting at another table, albeit you're in the same room, tzarech lasei, then you must do haseba. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot Yud Ches explains, Afopi shehu bifnei rabbo. Even though you can see your Rebbe, even though you're in front of your Rebbe in the sense that he's in the same room as you, but if you're not at the same table, then you must do haseba, even if you don't ask permission. Why? The Tamo, the Mishnah Berurah says, Kiven duhu b'shulchan bifnei atzmo. Since you're at a separate table, ein haseba shalo zilzul for the rab. That you're reclining doesn't look as you're not taking your Rebbe seriously, as if you're not in awe in his presence, because you're not at his table. That's the Mishnah Berurah, and that's the understanding of the Ramah over here. However, the Prichodosh is cholik b'zeh. The Prichodosh disagrees. Ula didei, according to Prichodosh, kol shiro'eyu rabo. If you can see your Rebbe, it's considered chutzpahdik, it's considered a lack of respect if you recline in front of him, and therefore, ein yochol l'hasei mishum ara. You have to be in awe of your Rebbe, and as long as you can see your Rebbe, you're not allowed to recline, unless, of course, you ask permission and he gives it. In order to get around this machlokas as to whether we follow the Ramah or the Prichodosh, so go ask your Rebbe. Everybody agrees. If you ask a Rebbe and he gives you permission, so in this situation, it's much better to ask the Rebbe and not assume that the din is like the Ramah. Now we go to Sivav. The Mechaber writes, Hashamosh, the person, the attendant who's serving the meal, Tzorech Haseba, he also has to do Haseba. He has to recline when he also eats. He's a firm person. He also has to participate and eat the Kazayas Matzah, the Dalet Kosos, etc., and he has to do that reclining. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yutes, V'afilu b'fnei Adono, even though he is in front of his master. The Afa Pishu Tomid Mishubod L'sasei B'Tzorech Habayis, even though he's the attendant, he's the servant, he's the butler over there, and he normally has to do whatever his Rebbe says, so nevertheless, because he also has an obligation to show he's a free person on Leil Pesach, even though he may not be really a free person. He's indentured to work for the master. Nevertheless, he has to go and act like a free person on Leil Pesach, v'lechol al kol panim, and at least to eat the kizayis matzah b'haseba, the kizayis avikomim b'haseba, the arvakosos b'haseba, and the dalikosos all b'haseba. The issue footnote number 23 brings down a very important din for the Birkei Yosef. And he says, when a person is making the brachos on the yayin or on the matzah, so the Birkei Yosef says, and this is explained by Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal in the Lichas Shlomo, Amiras habracha tzrich lios bechoved roshu b'moro v'lechein ein la'omra b'aseba. The actual saying of the bracha is not said in a reclining position. When you eat or drink, then you recline. But when you're saying the bracha, you should be upright and in a position of awe and respect for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, V'hu adin poel sheyesh lo talmid l'lamdo umnus, so to a worker who has an apprentice. So the apprentice over here is also chayev a talmid baseva. The apprentice has to go and recline even though he's in the presence of his master. V'chein avodim ivrim chayev baseva. We have an evid ivri. He would also have to do haseba. However, al koponim b'chazayis arishon kishamash. He at least has to have haseba like the shamash, like the attendant. Ulinin Eved Kenani, Ayin Bachronim. The Achronim discussed what would be the halacha of Eved Kenani. We, of course, do not have an Eved Kenani today, but if you go look in the Sharet Zion, Os Chav Zayin, he says the Chok Yaakov and El Yerob discuss this. Ayin also look at the Birkei Yosef. This is not halacha lemaisa, so we'll keep on going. And we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber tells us, Kol Misha Tzorech Haseba, anybody who is obligated to recline, Im Ochalo Shosa Belo Haseba, if you were obligated to recline and you didn't. You ate or drank without Haseba. So, Luyatza, you didn't fulfill your obligation for that item that requires Haseba. Mara doesn't require a seba, for example. So if you didn't recline for the Mara, you did the right thing. You're not supposed to recline during the Mara, but something that you're supposed to recline for, and you were obligated to recline. So then if you ate it or drank it without reclining, lo yotze, you didn't fulfill your obligation, and you have to go eat it or drink it again. And go eat and drink it now reclining. The Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maskel Lo Yotzo V'Tzorach Lachzav Lechol explains that the Mechaber over here is telling us, if you finished your meal and you benched and now you realize that you didn't do it Be'Seba, Tzorach Lachzav Levorach HaMotzi, you have to wash again, say HaMotzi, make another Alechiles Matzah, as opposed to Mashen Ken L'Yeshomrim, according to the opinion that Ramo is going to bring down in a moment, that you don't have to repeat it because you can rely upon the Rav Yod that we learned yesterday. So then, according to this other opinion, Inun Tzorach Lachzav Levorach Alechiles Matzah, but the Mechaber doesn't hold like that. And therefore, Poshut, Af L'Chatchila Mitzvah Lechol Shnei Zesim B'Seba, that L'Chatchila, we do have Shnei Kizesim of Matzah B'Haseba, Mikol Mokum B'Dievid Yosef Kizayis Echad. Here, at least one Kizayis you'd be Yotzei B'Haseba, you don't have to eat necessarily two Kizesim again B'Haseba. That's the opinion of the Mechaber, that you have to go and repeat it. However, the Ramah says, Yesh Omrim, Hagavi Yesh Omrim, Dibizman Hazeh Dein Derech L'Osef, since nowadays most of us don't eat all year round B'Haseba, so therefore, Kidaihu HaRav Yoh, it is sufficient for us to follow the opinion of the Rav Yot, Lismoch Halavim, to rely upon, it should be the Evid at least, Yotza below a Seba. And he brings down the name of the Aguda from Arvi Pesachim. Who is Rav Yot? So Rav Yot was one of the Rishonim. He was one of the Rabbeim. He influenced the Rosh. This is Rabbi Eliezer ben Yoel HaLevi. He lived from 1140 to 1225, and he's the author of the great Sefer Avi HaEzri. So his opinion was that nowadays nobody does a Seba all year round, so you don't have to do it on the night of the Seder, and that's why women rely upon this Rav Yoh. And he says, even a man in this situation, Bid the Evid, can rely upon the Rav Yoh. Again, the Pasha understanding of the Mechaber is he doesn't rely upon the Rav Yoh, and the Ramah says, you can Bid the Evid. Then the Ramah adds, Venir Ali, Im Lo Shasa Ko Shlishi O Revi Beseba, if the third or fourth cup wasn't drunk Beseba, so then definitely rely upon the Rav Yoh. Ein Lachzav Lishtos Beseba, because here you have a concern, the Yesh B'Chashash, Shinira Kimosif Alakosis, it looks like you're making a fifth or a sixth cup over here, because you're not normally allowed to drink after the third or fourth cup. So therefore, if you do drink again, that would be a problem. So therefore, certainly for the third and fourth cup, he says, the Ramah says you should rely upon the Rav Yoh. However, Bishneikos Rishonos, but by the first two cups, we're allowed to drink additional, and it doesn't look like Yemosif Alakosos. So the Ramah's opinion is Yachzor V'yishteh below Bracha. He brings down that you should have additional wine. You don't make a Bracha on it. And this way, Mimonav Shach, if you were Yotze, you were Yotze already. And if you're not, now you're Yotze. That's what the Ramah says. Now, if we look in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskil, V'nir Ali, he says that the Bach disagrees over here with this Ramah. The Bach's opinion is, B'chol Dalal HaKosos L'Yachzav Yishteh, not only the first and the second one, but even the third and the fourth one. And according to the Bach, you can rely upon the Avi HaEzri, which is the Rav Yoh, as we just said, and this is also the opinion of the Chok Yaakov. However, the Chofetz Chaim concludes over here, he says, we rely upon Divrei HaRamah, that you can't be more makel than the Ramah is, and the Ramah is only makel over here by the first and second cup, but not by the third and fourth cup. And he says this is the opinion of the Magen Avraham and the Rabbah and the Graz and other Achronim, and therefore that's how we paskin like this Ramah, not like the Bach and the Chok Yaakov. The Chofetz Chaim in Sivkot and Chof explains further in the Mishnah Berurah, Rotz Lomar, the Bein Kosos HaRishonos, between the first and second cup, technically the Mutal Lishtos Kama Deboy, you could drink technically more, as we'll learn in Mitzvah Shem in the next Siman, Kenuchat Lekaman and Siman Tofai and Gimel, Debehu Lo Amrinon Shinira Kamosif Ala Kosos, because that doesn't look like you're being Mosif on the Kosos. As the Chofetz Chaim adds in the Shaar HaTzion Oschav Ches, Mishum Da'oz Chamr Migbar Gorir Tavas Achilu, because additional wine will stimulate your appetite, which is allowed to be done. And therefore, you could go and drink additional wine. Nevertheless, Tzorech Lachzav Lishtos Im Lo Osa Aseba. And therefore, you should go and drink, with reclining, additional cups, if you didn't drink the first and second cup Beseba. Because Delu Yehei Elish Tias Rishus Namishar, because if technically you wanted to just have a drink, you'd be allowed to. Which Dishu footnote 24 says, this is between the kosos. But once you've already filled up the second kos, so then the Bir Halacha writes that it's the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to go drink anything else once you filled up the second cup, and certainly not a shtias rishus. So we're really talking about between the first and second cup. As opposed to the Mishnah Berurah continues, Masha'en Kainim Shochach Lahaseh because of Zachronus. As opposed to the Ramah says, if you didn't remember to recline during the drinking of the third or fourth cup, then Ein Lach Zov Lishtos. Even the Ramah says you rely then upon the Rav Yoh, because Shari Shtias Rishus also Shon, because you're not allowed to drink voluntarily then. It looks like you're adding on additional kosos to the four kosos. And therefore, in this situation, became Kivun de la Rav Yoh, Ein Tzarech Lahaseh, you can rely upon the Rav Yoh, says you don't have to have had a Seba, Mimelu Shtias Rishus. So therefore, any additional drinking would be Rishus, it's not a mitzvah, and the also being kosos Achronus. And that's why we follow this opinion and don't make up, according to Ramah, if you didn't do the third or fourth kosos per Seba, you don't have to redo them. However, between the first and second cup, the Ramah says, Yish Debelo Bracha, the Mishnah Berurah explains Sifkot and Chof Aleph. This is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Kozil Ikar Adin, the Rishus Biyad, the Lishtos Kamakosis. This is according to the opinion that says you can drink between the first and the second cup. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ar Minog is not to. We are machmir, and we don't allow you to drink wine between the first and the second cup. We'll learn over there. And Dirshu footnote number 26 says that's just something that will intoxicate you. But if you want to have a glass of water or something like that, that is permissible. But nevertheless, since we don't add any wine, so then it's like you're deciding to drink again. And if you did drink, you'd have to go make a bracha. Furthermore, Vahosifo, Philophiza, based upon this, Afilu Bain Mishon Lashani and Kedaisha Asavishta. Therefore, today we don't go back. If you didn't drink the first or second cup with a seba, we don't make you drink again, Behseba. The Kivan Shivarakhalov near Kimosif Od Kos Al Kosos. It looks like you're going to add on if you were to drink between the first and second cup, additional cups. Ukidimavur, Bitur in Simon Tafai and Gimel Bishem Avio Ezri. As I mentioned, the Tor said this in the name of the Avi Ezri. The Avi Ezri was one of the Rebbeim of the Rosh. In any event, lochein lo yachzav ishte or minigis, we don't go back. If you drank any of the four cups below a seba, you don't go back and have to do them with a seba. And we rely upon the Rav Yoh, b'yismo chadas avi ezri, which is the Rav Yoh, k'mo b'kosas achronos. Just like by the third and the fourth cup, we rely upon them for the first and second cup. That's really for the first cup, though, the Mishnah Berurah says, umiyu im shochach v'lo heisei b'kos sheni. By the second cup, you do have a little room to play with. Here you can go and drink another cup, Beheseba, without making a bracha on it, because this is not the low heavy kinimlach. This is not like you changed your mind and decided to drink anew, and if you didn't have in mind the Bari Priya Gavin before, you'd have to make a new Bari Priya Gavin, because this is now called Besol Chasuda. Sharigam Besol Chasuda, Mrotza Lishtos, in Sarach Lavarach, Besol Mechavirkas Kosheni. Because let's say you want to drink some additional wine or grape juice in the meal. So everybody agrees you don't make another Bari Priya Gavin, you rely upon the second Bari Priya Gavin that you made. So to over here, if you want to drink an additional cup because you forgot to drink the second cup, Beseba, you could drink a third cup now, which will count as your second cup, without making a new Bari Priya Gavin. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes, and he says, "V'nochun shekodim shemvarach al kos rishon." He says it's a good idea when you're making the bar priya gofen on the kos rishon. Yeah, but daito lachzav lishtos ben akosos rishonos. You should have in mind that if I want to drink more, I can, because just in case you forget to do a seba, you'd then be allowed to drink. Vazafilu yitav yishta kos rishon b'li haseba. If you then drank the first cup without haseba, yuchal lishtos kos acher baseba. You would be allowed to drink a second cup baseba b'li bracha without having to make a bracha. V'lo yenira kimosif, and this wouldn't look like being mosif. Now we go back to the Ramah, who concludes this beautiful sif with the Chaim Bachilas Matzah. The same halacha is applied in regards to Achilas Matzah. What does that mean? So the Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkot Chof Beis, Hainu. That means, Sheyachzov Yochol HaKizayis Matzah Ubelo Bracha. That if you didn't eat the Kizayis Matzah, Be'aseba, go and eat another Kizayis Matzah, but don't make another Hamotzi on it. Miu, however, he says, Ba'afi Komen, by the Afi Komen, Im Shochach Liochlo Be'aseba. Now you got problems. If you forgot to eat the Afi Komen Be'aseba and you finished it, the Mishnah Berurah says, Lo Yachzav Yochlenu, you shouldn't go back and eat a second afikomen again, because the also lechol shnei pahamim afikomen, because after the afikomen, you're not allowed to eat anymore, so you can't have a second afikomen. The issue footnote number 28, however, brings down that in Simon Tov Ayin Zayin, it says you should have a second afikomen. So what's going on? It says, Vadi tzorch lasav lechol afikomen beseba. So what's going on? He's there, it says, Ein yisur mechil shnei pahamim afikomen. So Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Igros Moshe explains that the two cases are talking about different scenarios. Our case here, which says you don't go eat a second afikomen, is after Birchas HaMazon. Then you're going to do a second afikomen. But there it's talking about before Birchas HaMazon. And therefore you can eat a second afikomen. So if you're still allowed to eat, you haven't said Havlo Nevarach, you haven't washed the ends of my machron, you haven't said let's bench, so therefore you're still allowed to eat, so therefore then you should have a second kizayis, a second afikomen. And therefore you should be machmer over there, lecholot kizayis. That's the teretz of Rav Moshe Feinstein. Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal gives a slightly different teretz, and he says, "Medubar shugam alecha l'safikomen, v'lachein lo yachzer." Here we're talking about that he finished the afikomen, and therefore you don't go back and are chozer to eat more beheseba. And the Shona Halachas brings down shekan medubar b'ofen shekvar hisiach hazdaito. You gave up your thinking that you're going to eat anymore, and therefore also lo lachzer v'lecha l'afikomen, and now let's eat another afikomen. Finally, the Ramah concludes, and he says, the person should recline during the entire meal. He brings it down from Nari Bruna, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkan Chav Gimel explains, this is eating and drinking the entire meal. However, as long as he ate the matzah and the dalikosa, should be okay with reclining, even if he didn't recline during the rest of the meal. The shamers can always go b'diyevit only for that. With this, we conclude today's shir.